from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A possible rethink on US sanctions against Cuba. Britain strengthens its diplomatic presence in the Dominican Republic, and British nationals of Caribbean origin could lose out in a welfare clampdown. I'm Yvette Rowe, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The White House today confirmed reports that administration officials are discussing lifting two sanctions against Cuba. The Washington Post reported this morning that some of President Bill Clinton's foreign policy advisers had recommended two sanctions be brought to an end. These are a lifting of the ban on money transfers by Cuban exiles to their relatives and the easing of some travel restrictions to Cuba for American citizens. However, while confirming that these changes were being considered, officials said Washington remained committed to the overall 32-year-old U.S. embargo against Cuba. Meanwhile, those in the United States taking an even tougher line against Cuba have been consolidating their strength. That's according to Philip Brenner, professor of international relations at the American University in Washington. Republican control of Congress has led to the forging of a stronger line against the Castro administration. Chairman of the Senate Foreign Affairs Committee, Republican Jesse Helms, has introduced a bill aimed at further tightening Washington's economic blockade against Havana.